Interesting work being done over at Concordia University, helping police, helping authorities catch cyber thieves. Now, I thought we'd made pretty great inroads in this because you always hear of situations where, police, investigative agencies have managed to track down people using their computers and internet and buzzwords, whatever. But apparently, it's taken and it still takes a long time for this to happen. Our next guest is responsible to some degree for shortening this time and helping police crunch data when it comes to cybercrime. Gabby, you pronounce your last name Dagger? You're a PhD candidate at Concordia. We came up with this along with Benjamin Fung. So explain, if you would, what it is that you've come up with and how this is going to help police.
Basically, we came up with a set of cyber forensic tools that enable investigators to efficiently identify specific documents related to certain crimes within a huge number of document sets obtained from suspect computers. Usually, basically the way it works is in the classical way. You know, the investigator usually inputs his keywords and uses his expertise, you know, in order to tune these keywords and try to find as much as possible of documents related to the case from, you know, a big set of documents, right?
Right.
So in our case, we made it easier on the investigator in the sense that before he starts, he can just define the set of topics he's interested in, and then our tool will extract the documents that are related to each topic he might think the suspect was involved in.
All right, well, let's try to take a practical example, okay? So let's say this is an issue of identity theft, for example. What ordinarily you'd go in, you'd punch in a keyword or two, as you said. What does your search engine do that the other one won't or didn't do?
For identity theft, for example, the investigator will define that as a couple of keywords that defines this topic, which is identity theft. And then we take this and we go through all the documents. And what we try to do is we try to capture the user vocabularies. And in order to tune our results and come up with a set of documents related to identity theft that are interesting to the investigator.
And this will cut down on their time from how much? I mean, did I read this right? Typically, this could take months if you're only having to go through text data?
Yeah, because, you know, data is getting more and more and bigger and bigger. So, you know, the more the computers are containing right now huge, you know, giga bytes of data, right? So, and documents. So it's very, very hard. It takes months now to go through all of them.
Mm-hmm.
With our tool, what it allows the investigator to do is, after a couple of hours of indexing and going through them and organizing them, then the investigator can directly, when he go through them, he can go through them by topics. So, this is for identity theft, this is for child pornography, this is for drug trafficking, and so on. So he can right away see the documents that are related to each topic, and he can go there directly. In addition to that, it basically tried to identify another topics that the investigator did not think of. So if he captured a suspect that was involved with, you know, drug trafficking, for example, okay, our tool will try to find another one, maybe identity theft activities that he did, and there are documents in his computer that, you know, prove that. So our tool will try to extract that as well.
Talking to Gabby Dagger, a PhD candidate at Concordia, about this new, this new search engine, among other things. It's not just the search engine. It's really a different way of doing things that you've developed. I'm wondering now, you also work in conjunction with, or Concordia does, in conjunction with forces across the country, security forces. So how far along are you now to after having them be able to use this?
Actually, we work with NCFTA Canada, and which involve, like, you know, collaborate with multiple, you know, like law enforcement parties in Quebec and outside the state as well through Canada. We already delivered these tools to one of the law enforcement departments, and I believe they're using it right now. But this tool is not specific to one department. It could be used in forensic investigations in any department all over the world, basically.
So now, how have police forces reacted to this so far?
We deliver that to them. I mean, and after that, it becomes their property and they're using it. Me personally, I did not have any feedback on that right now. But when we were doing our initial development, we tested on real data on real cases,
mm-hmm.
and we were able to come up with really quite good results based on that.
But you've had this, it's interesting, you have this system that you've developed to help these forces, but no feedback. You're not in the loop with respect to how it's working in real life.
Oh, we got feedback when we did that development, but after that it becomes, you know, it's more private, so they don't want to exclude any
sure.
private information, you know, about any cases and stuff like that.
All right, and when does this get published, or how will we, you know, be able to find out more about this?
Basically, it's published in Data Knowledge and Engineering Journal, and the topic of the paper is subject-based. Semantic document clustering for digital forensic investigations, and the tool was delivered to the law enforcement over a year ago.
All right, and let me ask you: with having developed this now, you're trying to get your PhD here. What's next for you?
Basically, we're trying to develop another tools also to help digital forensic investigations, and we actually developed another one. That's also related to that, but it's more related to chat logs, you know, public chat rooms or chats, you know, in the social media, and to identify identities. To identify communities
mm-hmm.
within these chat logs. So if we capture chat logs that we suspect there was some criminal activities, you know, in there. So first, it determined the communities within these chat logs, and then it determined topics. That are were discussed within each community, and try to identify, you know, parties or persons that were involved in each topic, and
okay.
who was the leader of each topic of each discussion in this community.
Well, you certainly got your work cut out, Gavi. Thanks so much, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Gavi Dagher, PhD candidate at Concordia, designing this new software helping security and police forces across the country, helping them by taking a whole lot of time out of the equation instead of months. And they detail a case here out in New Brunswick where it took months after seizing someone's computer to put together enough evidence to eventually bring them to trial. With his system, this new search engine that they've developed, it can go from months to days. So that's a pretty big deal as far as police forces are concerned. But interesting how outside of the realm of developing the software when they were in contact with security forces, now that it's been developed, they don't hear anything back because now it's all private. Kind of wonder, you think they could try to help them make it even better if they did have that communication open.